Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Content creator with Today FM, Carl O'Sullivan, is with me this Wednesday for, well, all the reasons to be happy, Carl, this week. What have you got for us today?
Andrea, I have loads to be happy about this week. Kicking off with the nightlife industry. So I suppose currently at present in Ireland, there are actually only 70 nightclubs operating around the state, which is crazy.
70?
70, which is like, it used to be in triple figures, now it's only in double. But politicians today in Leinster House will be told about the importance of nightclubs and the club culture by people working in the industry. So the likes of Give Us the Night, the campaign that has been working so hard to, I suppose, promote licensing laws in Ireland and like prolong them, but also the likes of Robbie G from the Electric Duo, Belters Only, will be a part of the presentation later. Like, they're a huge act at the moment, Belters Only, but they're there to, I suppose, just tell like the politicians, the people, I suppose, governing Ireland about kind of the licensing laws that need to be, I suppose, prolonged. I know in 2022 there was a bill put forward to prolong nightclubs opening times to around 6 a.m.
Yeah, changing
and
the hours.
Sunil Sharp from Give Us the Night said they'll be speaking about this to politicians at Leinster House today.
It's really important that we have the conditions in place to facilitate new venues opening and existing venues surviving. And I think that's part of the conversation today from people who work in the industry, who want opportunities going forward and who want to stay in Ireland, who don't want to leave Ireland and have to try to forge a career outside of here.
Yeah, I'm sure people will hear a little bit more about that then.
Absolutely. Well, look, like, I don't know about you, but like, even when you look to the likes of Galway, like Galway used to have 6 or 7 nightclubs and now it just has the one. Like, it's crazy. Like,
which one?
DNA, actually. Is it DNA just reopened? But it used to have the likes of Carbon, 4-4, Electric.
CPs?
Like, yeah, well.
Was a regular there in college?
Bit before my time.
Cheers, Colin. It's supposed to be reasons to be happy is what we're talking about.
But look, hopefully, I suppose, with this presentation and with the likes
Karma,
of...
Karma, it's another one.
Yeah, oh, well, I was in Karma before. But the likes of Helen McEntee, hopefully, promoting that this will, I suppose, come into effect soon enough, and pubs even will be able to open till 12:30.
I wonder how many of our Lunchtime Live listeners who are working from home this afternoon are going to be truly honest enough with me today and tell me, do you have your TV on in the background and watch what daytime telly are you watching?
What's on the telly in front of the laptop?
Love a bit of Judge Judy,
I think it's called dual screening is what they're calling it. But more than 80% of staff who work from home admit to watching TV on the job. Well, like, I suppose if you're getting your fix of a reality telly and that you're having a great time.
I should be honest here. Now, there's two TV screens here in the studio, but it's BBC and Sky News.
BBC and Sky News.
Isn't really qualified, is it?
We're still a little bit of dual screening, but 8 in 10 people in the UK have admitted to watching TV. So like, this is a survey of 2,000 people and the most likely to are Gen Z workers. So in the 18 to 24, I think that comes from naturally having maybe a screen on your phone in that your streaming services. So it's around 50% of things that people watch is streaming services, followed closely by BBC Breakfast, This Morning, Good Morning Britain and Come Dine With Me. So people are having their fix of food shows.
Jeremy Kyler.
No, and you know what? It throws back to when you had a sick day. So you used to have the likes of Ellen DeGeneres, This Morning, Jeremy Kyle, Judge Judy.
My sick day was Murder, She Wrote.
Jessica that was Fletcher. On at 10 a.m. It wasn't there on RTE1. But yeah, like 49% of people watching streaming services while they're working from home, I think they're having a great time of it, Andrea. You and me stuck in here.
National Compliment Yourself Day. Like, this just sounds like, I know we've a day for everything, but this has to be the most vanity day I've ever heard.
Well, I suppose in a way it's a reason to be happy in that you're making yourself happy.
It's not really a reason to be happy if you're telling yourself you look great, is it?
But I suppose it's about positive self-talk, and the benefits of positive self-talk are kind of, I suppose, lower rates of depression, lower rates of distress and pain, greater resistance, increased lifespan, coping skills have become better. So today is National Compliment Yourself in the Mirror Day. So people are encouraged, I suppose. Now, these are a list of 10.
Now, it is a bit.
So number 10 is I am enough.
Like, stand in the mirror and tell yourself you're enough.
You're enough. Right? I am worthy. I choose to be happy. I believe in myself. I'm committed to my success. I'm more confident every day. And like, Andrea, I look in the mirror in the morning and I go, that'll do.
Yeah.
Like, you kind of
how quick can I get out the door? I can achieve anything. Number 12 on your list. Yeah.
But like, I sometimes do have a look in the mirror. Maybe it's just me, but like, it's probably a little bit of vanity in myself that I look in the mirror and say, you?
Not right today.
You look
not bad.
You're not looking half bad there. Yeah.
Number 13. Today will be a great day.
Today will be a great day. And I think Wednesday, people, like, we're getting over that hump. I think people should be encouraging more positive self-talk and compliment yourself in the mirror.
We're going to be talking about some of the best exports.
This is research by Boursin. Do you know the cheese brand?
I love it. This is the cheese that you sort of unfold out of the tin
foil.
Yeah,
and you can put it on the crackers and the whole lot.
It's sort of like a creamy sour
garlic
cream.
And herb in it. Yeah. I think we are very lucky in that we get the exports from France here in Ireland. And we're so close by that they're so readily available. But according to research from Boursin, some of the best exports to come out of France to reach the Irish Isle are croissants, baguettes, cheese, wine, pain au chocolat, champagne. Claude Monet is in there, the French artist. Now, I don't know how much of us appreciate Monet's artwork, but they definitely appreciate a croissant and a baguette from time to time.
Coco Chanel.
Yeah, Coco Chanel. I think she's still fairly popular in that, like, people would still be buying Chanel perfume.
It's a real
like
Christmas present perfume.
Yeah, and it's one you'd have for a while, isn't it?
It's like a good perfume.
Yeah, oftentimes I get Jacinta a nice Coco Chanel there.
Jacinta being your mum.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Dior footballers even in there. But I think personally the best exports we get from France are the likes of cheese, wine, food.
Absolutely.
All the good
bubbles.
Stuff.
And the French accent.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's just fabulous.
Do you know what? It's just like one of those things that people, even nowadays, this research says we throw into our everyday. So some days you might, you'd hear people even say a little bonjour or a little like oui as well. But
I really wish, I never studied French. I did German
all
through school.
No, I'm absolutely not a word of it.
Really? I really wish with hindsight that I had studied French.
Yeah, well, I'm happy enough. I studied the food enough. So I'm happy enough with the cost.
Now, I know this is good news for fans of this Netflix series that was filmed here.
Wednesday. So the Netflix smash hit. It was series one was out last year and it just did fantastically. It's based around, I suppose, the Addams Family that we know and love. But it's based on Wednesday and she's heading off to this kind of college that she, I suppose, is being sent to because of her actions, because of her bad behaviour.
It's not a second version of the Addams Family though, sure it's not.
It's a different, whole different series altogether, and it's been produced and directed by Tim Burton, a well-known kind of film director of The Corpse Bride, etc. But like, it's just taken off completely in that it was being filmed in Romania last year, but this year it's being filmed in Wicklow in all like the great scenic woods, etc. we have out there. But like Jenna Ortega, who is just huge Hollywood A-lister at the moment, she plays Wednesday. She was actually at Forbidden Fruit in Kilmainham Jail there recently.
Right.
Yeah. She was spotted in the crowd with her little sunnies on and Nelly Furtado playing, like, and it's just gas. But actually Simon Harris, Media Minister Catherine Martin, and Screen Ireland Chief Executive Desiree Finnegan visited the set yesterday, got to meet the whole cast. And this season of Netflix's Wednesday is set to be the second the largest production ever filmed in Ireland.
In Ireland.
So like,
it's
they're
incredible.
Pumping the money into it. I think the only other one that comes up there are the likes of Vikings, Valhalla and Derry Girls, to like the production value on the ends of the costs.
When is Wednesday available on Netflix?
So it's coming later this year as far as I know. So season two fans can look forward to it then. But in other good news, Andrea, I've just heard that Electric Picnic have announced 10 new acts to their lineup. So we have the likes of CMAT, Lancome, Villagers and Bambi Thug, the Irish Eurovision entry, and also former Eurovision winner Loreen, who just won last year.
These are additions to the lineup already.
There's five more, I think, the likes of Blind Boy and all that. There's a few podcast elements, but I saw CMAT in Fairview Park 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And Andrea, if you don't go to CMAT at Electric Picnic this year, you're a fool.
She's really?
Unbelievable.
Okay, well, I have to be honest, I can't get too excited now about a festival at the moment. I'm only back from 4 days at Glastonbury, so give me a break. But I will get excited about Electric Picnic maybe by tomorrow or the next day. I am planning to go.
Yeah.
Calvin Harris, though, that's who I want to see. And obviously Kylie on Sunday night.
Yeah, well, look, CMAT, I think having her there, she's playing Sporting Paolo Nutini next week in Thomond Park. And I think she's just going to get bigger. Like I said it 2 weeks ago when she was playing Fairview Park, she won't play to a venue of 8,000 people again. It's going to be 26,000 and it's going to be further
bigger
and more.
Bigger.
And you'll see the crowd at Electric Picnic. She is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's the earlier weekend too, isn't it, this year? It's
16th, 17th, 18th.
Yeah, of August.
Fionn Strably, folks.
Absolutely. Irish cheeses are fantastic. Never mind your French cheese, Cathal, Sarah says this listener. Cathal O'Sullivan, content creator with Today FM. Thanks a million, Cathal, for popping in with just some of the reasons to put a smile in your face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.